Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Oscar Wilde was famously quoted for several things. One of them was this line: "I can resist anything but temptation." I agree. I will admit that I have not always resisted temptations. And I also don't think that's such a bad thing. Because we tend to have a very negative image of what a temptation is, don't we? You know, like, well, temptations, we'll talk about them in the gospel and some other things. It's always being a negative. But think about your own life. Have you ever been tempted to do something good? Maybe, have you ever been tempted to stop and smell the roses, as the old saying goes? Maybe to pause in your busy schedule and appreciate the gorgeous valley and mountains that we live in? Or listen to a song? You ever had a driveway moment where you didn't go in the house because a song came on and you really wanted to hear all the way to the end? Or am I the only one who's crazy like that? Some temptations are good. Some temptations are very good for us. So just blanketing temptations as being a bad thing doesn't really get to the heart of what's going on, I think, in our gospel lessons and other things. There is a difference, though, between what tempts us and what it tempts us to do at times, doesn't it? Think of it this way. The temptations that are really, really difficult are the ones that are bad for us, the ones that focus on what we get out of it as exclusively from everyone else. Isn't that the temptation in Genesis? It wasn't that the apple was appealing. I think the real core of that was, if you eat of the fruit, you will be like God. The first temptation, and everyone that has passed since then to our day that is bad for us, is when we take on more than what we're capable of. We think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We act like we are in charge of the universe. Now, we know that's not true, but how many times have we kind of wanted to play God? And how many times have we played God with other people? That's when the temptation gets really bad, because it doesn't do anything to build up the community. It only divides. It only makes us more haughty. It turns us inward on ourselves. But what about temptations, like I just mentioned, that broaden who we are, that change who we are? Maybe, just maybe, that person that cut you off at the traffic light really has having a bad, awful day, and your act of kindness and not telling them the things you want to say about their heritage might actually be the blessing they need that day. And it might be the blessing you need, because it quells your anger and frustration. And again, maybe I'm the only one who has those moments, but I should be sometimes. Think of that way. Think of what it means to be tempted to be good, or tempted to be growing and changing in the world. Because isn't that what life requires of us? That we realize we are creation and not creator. That we are not in charge of the universe, despite the fact that we think we ought to be at times. But instead are part of a community of faith that derives from God. Benefit me. And we can shortchange ourselves if we're not tempted to enjoy life at times. It's okay not to do this every day. To go skiing or play golf or things like that. You know, sometimes those are the moments that you wake up and realize. I work at Bryce, as you all know, do ski patrol. I'm at the top of that mountain hundreds of times. But it never fails to me that when I get off that chairlift and look out at the mountains of West Virginia, which are visible off the mountain, and the valley floor, how precious it is, that place that I get to live and operate. I mean, I've never gotten tired of that view. And I don't think I ever will. And it, to me, is a kind of a spiritual memory. Maybe hitting a golf ball, or going for a walk, or playing an instrument. Whatever the things are like that, they don't turn us inward. They turn us outward. Look at our gospel lesson for today. Is that guy calling again? Just kidding, man. I couldn't resist it. I'm sorry. Look at our gospel lesson for today. You can kind of see those temptations as not sounding too bad. Changing stone into bread. Plenty of people are hungry. Jesus going on the mountaintop at the top of the temple and jumping off. What if Jesus jumped off the top of the Capitol building today? That'd get some attention, wouldn't it? And what if Jesus had the power of the armies of Rome and the other kingdoms of the world to put at his disposal? Could not he have done some good things? look again at those temptations. Satan says, you changed bread, the stone into bread, because you were hungry, is what he's really saying. He didn't say anything about feeding everyone else. When Jesus made a miracle, he fed everyone, all 5,000. And it wasn't about him, it was about others. And sure, if Jesus jumped off the top of the temple, that'd be exciting, but someone would come up with a conspiracy theory and some other way to explain it. Let's face it. You know, human beings would find a way around it. It might have made a big splash in the media in 1st century A.D. or 21st century A.D., but it wouldn't have changed anybody. It wouldn't have changed anything. You know? And if Jesus had all the kingdoms of the world, then he'd have to deal with all the harm that all the kingdoms of the world did in that sense, that kind of kingdom. It was about power that Satan was offering him. It was about the ability to feed himself, and it was about the ability to make a big splash. See how those are turning inward? That's the harm with those temptations there. And it's why Jesus resisted them. The other thing I can say about the corollary is, Satan's pretty good about quoting the Bible. Do you notice that? I can't resist that. So people quote you the Bible are not always after your best well-being, you know? It's easy to quote Scripture, to quote it out of context and not hear its meaning. And that, again, turns you inward. You're looking at the Bible to find what you want to convince you that what you think is right. But the Bible, instead, is a book, series of 66 books that always challenge every one of us, whatever perspective we bring to it. It forces us to realign our thinking. It forces us to grow. Otherwise, you're not reading the book. Really. Really. So, what do we do in life? I hope that you and I will get rid of this notion of trying to resist all temptation. You put a piece of candy in the back there, I'm going to eat it. Not going to eat the whole box, because that's dangerous to me. But I'll eat one of it. And why shouldn't we enjoy some of the goodness of life? And when we share it with one another, when we use the good things of life to build us up and make us stronger to be a better servant to one another. But always, always, the focus comes back to the fact that we are creation, not creator. We are not God. And when we play God, we hurt ourselves and others. We resist those kind of temptations and open ourselves to what God might be calling us to do new and different this day. We might go grudgingly into those kind of temptations, but why not? Why resist those kind of challenges and changes in our lives? Because that's what we do this Lenten season, isn't it? We go back to our baptism. We go back to our lives and ask, what could be better? Where could we spend our time better? What could we use our energies and talents and gifts better for? That will make us happier, in the best sense of that word, long term, and will also help us to better see that God means good, that Jesus didn't turn those stones into bread to feed himself. He took fishes and loaves and fed 5,000. And that Jesus didn't appear miraculously off the top of the temple, but appeared to his disciples in order that they might share the good news. And Jesus never claimed the power of the might of the armies of this world, but instead came with the power of forgiveness and grace and hope. So for this day, and for this Lenten season, let's take Oscar Wilde's saying and change it slightly and say, this does not, I cannot resist, I can resist anything but good temptations. So have a great Lent and have some good temptations. Amen. Amen.